original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, LA. This is Ilona Europa. I just love my own song. Sun is going down in LA, and I just love dance music. And everybody knows that singing is what I do, but also I love Accent On Show. And I'm privileged to have a right to introduce and invite to my show a lot of amazing, amazing guests. And today, this is one of those days that you cannot even imagine that can happen, that guests from so many different angles of life. But that's what makes Accent On very, very interesting, okay? We have people who will be having an accent, okay? I have a Polish accent, Eastern European accent, will be having another accent that I will leave this for guessing for a little bit, and I will be having a person who speaks beautifully English, and she is a book writer, and the topic of our discussion will be much, much, much more serious, and we'll leave this topic maybe for the second part of the Accent On. But for right now, I just would love to say hi to first guest of mine, and her the biggest role in life is that she's a mother of two very talented children. I will say children because they are forever children. You know, one, a gentleman, is a very talented singer, very unusual singer. And how old are you?
I'm 14.
You are 14, but you know what? You are one of those old soul that I could say, if somebody say you are 18, I would believe. But you are 14 years old.
Yes.
Closer to the microphone and tell us, what is your name?
My name is Raju Evatori.
Again?
Raju Evatori.
Now people understand why I do not want to introduce my guest. And, you know, but people call you Raju?
No.
What is your short name for your name? If people love you, how they will call you?
Probably just Raju.
Raju.
Yeah.
You see, this is Raju. Raju is in Polish. The J is U. Then, you know, hey, I just made your new name. My daughter's boyfriend name is Matt. I call him Mateusz because that's the Polish name. And, you know, some of friends right now is starting calling him Mateusz and he loves it. God, thank you. But anyway, Raju, that would be great. Okay, now we have a sister. Hello, sister, you can come to the microphone and you can tell us your name. Very close.
My name is Chaitanya Evatori.
Okay, you need to say, again, one more time.
Chaitanya Evatori.
Chaitanya. Then people call you completely different, the American people. How do they call your name?
They call me Chaitanya.
Chaitanya. That's how I called you. Chaitanya, tell me again, because I like much more your Indian version. Again?
Chaitanya.
Chaitanya, that's beautiful. Chaitanya. I'll be calling you right now like that, may I?
Of course.
Okay, and she's a singer. You know what? She's an amazing singer also. And these two are so different because Raju is singing classical Indian, in classical Indian style. And he will tell us more about that when it comes to Chaitanya. I love her. She's singing pop. She sings also and learns classical Indian way of singing. But she's singing pop also. And she's great. And we'll hear a little bit both of them. And now Mama. Hi. Mama. Without Mama, nothing will happen. And both these talented babies will never, never, never will be so perfectly ready to share their talents with people. What is your name?
I'm Sarita Evatori.
Sarita Evatori. Is this right what I said?
Yeah, Sarita is right, and thank you so much for having us here.
How could I not? Okay, Mama, I will come back to you because obviously I want to introduce one more guest in the studio. Like I say, You are a really good mother, and I know your babies will say something about this, because the way how you really seriously treat something that maybe will be future for your son is just amazing. The way how you teach just the lessons, the way how he really is studying this way of singing is very unusual, and we'll talk about this a little bit.
Thanks.
Now the serious guest, more serious, although, you know, when you meet this beautiful lady, she's just very happy and gorgeous and successful businesswoman. But Carol, hi Carol.
Hello.
Carol Urton?
Yes.
Gosh, I love when I don't have problem with accent, but you tell us your name.
Carol Urton.
Yes. And Carol, your book, When Hope Hurts, this is the type of book that people love to read. They cry and cry and cry. They just are so happy that they are not in your shoes, or never will be. But on another hand, if people like you will not share your life story with us, we'll never know that things like that can happen. Or we will close our ears and pray, put a pillow on the top of our heads and say, no, I don't want to hear about this. This cannot happen, cannot be happening. But you are living proof that, you know, bad things can happen to very innocent children.
Yes.
And you are a proud person to not only speak about this situation and write book about that. Then When Hope Hurts, we'll be talking a little bit more about this book. Okay, yeah, two different worlds, two different topics. Then let's come back to my gorgeous 14 years old soul. And you know, Raju, I met you a few days ago in a very special event. You had a very special event, and you had like hundreds of people sitting, you know, listening to you singing. But we want to find a little bit story. How does this happen that you end up being on the stage, and mom brought these amazing people from all around the world, and you were singing, entertaining us for 2 hours, I think. 2 hours. And I was just mesmerized by the way and the perfection of your vocals, you know. Then tell me how old or how young you were when you start learning, singing Indian classical, the cultured way.
So I was maybe 10 or 9 when I started learning. So it was basically I wasn't very serious at first. But when I started to learn, like I started to, really get more interested, and I really started loving music a lot, and I wanted to take it to the next level. And everything is due to my guru. We call him guru in India. That means sacred teacher.
Master?
Yeah.
Guru?
Yeah, guru.
Yes.
And everything because of him. He's the one who gave it okay. He saw the talent in me, and he said, cleared me to sing a performance for 2 hours, which is called Arangetram. That is the solo debut performance. And he cleared me, and for the past 1 year, I've been training very intensely. And this last summer, I went to India, and I had classes for at least 2 hours every day in the morning. And I came back and gave my performance here on October 12th.
That was a beautiful performance. But, you know, everything what you are saying, this is just 2 years right now. 2 years, you say? 2 years? You were 10 or 11 when you started really singing?
Or
12? How old you were again?
Probably like more to the 10 side.
You know, but we know that boys especially, they're going through the vocal changes. Did you start to sing when you were having the young voice? Or because your voice is just so mature and so beautiful and so raspy, and then not raspy. You have like beautiful colors in your voice. Really beautiful.
Thank you.
Then yeah. You started to practice when you were still with boy voice? Yes.
Yeah. So in Sangeetam, there are things called the Shrutis, which means basically levels. So girls usually sing their whole lives in something called G-sharp Shruti, and that's when unmatured boys and girls start their singing.
Oh, okay.
So when I was 10, I was still in there, in that Shruti.
Okay.
And then my Guru Garu noticed my voice started to drop. So ever since then, I've been gradually dropping. And so from G, so it goes down from G, F, E,
C,
and then D, C.
Where are you right now?
So right now I'm in C sharp.
C sharp. And does this mean that when you get older, your key also will change. You'll be singing maybe in lower even key.
Yeah, if I if my voice keeps dropping, I'll...
I have a feeling, because obviously I am coaching a lot of artists, I think, yes, you will go much, much lower. You know, you got this range, amazing range. But what is good, that the high range stays, you know, then your range will be really developing. Wow. I really believe, outside of the amazing talent of yours, which we'll be listening a little bit to, you know, your singing, I wish you will make good money doing that, because it's so unusual. And my dream, outside of what you do so well already, is to include you in a pop music also. And this funny way, I talked about you, a really good producer from Europe, and I said, you know, in first time when I put you in the studio and record, you know, even 3 minutes or something, I will send the WAV files to Europe, and they could probably include in really good dance music, you know, then club music, club people can dance to it. I don't know, that's Ilona who dreams, and I know Ilona myself. When I say something, things happen. You know, I will be working towards the goal. Okay, sister, come on towards the microphone a little bit. Sweetie, how old are you?
I'm 11.
You are 11. When did you start singing?
I started singing when I was 4 years old.
Oh boy, now we are going into trouble, because now, of course, Mama has had two headaches, not only one headache on her hands. And I know you are enjoying to sing in both ways, because you also are trained to, you know, classically, yes, Indian.
Definitely, yeah.
Yes, and you want to pursue that further and further, yes?
Of course, yeah.
And what is your key?
I sing in G-sharp.
Oh, like your brother, started from G-sharp and now, yes.
I don't know if it's the whole unmatured thing, because even girls that are teenagers at this point, they still stay in the same range.
I think you will stay again, what do I know, but in 10 years when Accent Only is still on the radio or on TV, we'll be checking with you if you are in the same key. Somehow I believe that you have already your scale beautifully developed and you are an amazing singer. We'll listen to you too. Mama, to come back to Mommy, because having these two amazing talented children, okay, and they are like 10 and 14, and now you find out that they have a talent, they have amazing musical ears. How did you find out teacher for them, and how did you get them from this moment of, oh my gosh, they can sing, to first teacher who said, I need to introduce the talents to the master, and master just said, okay, I want to really study with this beautiful boy, bring him to India, which what mother will send the child to India for, you know, whole summer, say, learn. You need to be very, very smart and loving the talent of your children. But tell me, how did you discover that they both have talents?
Well, the credit goes to the grandparents, both maternal and paternal grandparents. Grandmothers, both of them are very, very good singers, artists themselves. So they seeded that in their brains very, very young, I would say. Chaitanya, when she was a baby, an infant, she used to pick up wherever the lullaby ends in the same scale.
Wow.
And she was amazing, and we thought, you know, when she was four, that we should both try them both on music. And one of my very good friends, she learns from this master from India. He is the he's a well-known artist named Sri D. Seshachari. They're known, probably known as Hyderabad Brothers. So she gave them the basics, and then said, okay, Raju's voice is maturing. It's good if he learns from someone who can tune him as his voice starts breaking. And Seshachari, he listened to him and said, yes, this boy can pick up, and he took him as his student. He generally is very picky about choosing students.
He picked good one. Even somebody on Accent On just wrote beautifully that he's like protege, and the people just are mesmerized by your voice. I really feel you can make a big career of it. And, you know, I still believe that pop, you know, mixture of pop music with your style will break you probably to mainstream. But for when it comes to India culture, you will be cherished forever. And I wish you so much, so the best. And, of course, next step is your baby sister. You know, of course, you know, and duo, we'll see what's happened. Then you send him to India alone?
Yes. Yeah, he went alone.
Oh, bye, son. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He had somebody to accompany in the airplane, though. But there in India, my mother-in-law was there, who took care of him and took him for classes every day.
Oh.
She drove him all the way. And then, of course, his master was so driven and focused in getting Raju trained. So he used to leave early morning at 7 a.m. and then come back around 1 o'clock. That was his summer routine.
That's beautiful. First time in India?
No.
Alone.
Alone. First time alone. Did you feel okay being alone there?
Yeah.
You were like, I know you probably missed, I know the sister was going crazy. She said she missed you so much over the summer. She told me that, and I know she loves you so much. But do you think between two countries, could you live in India?
Yeah.
You could. It's so funny. I brought my daughter for the first time to Poland, and she's 19 years old. She was when she was a baby, but no now. And she just fell in love with my country. And I was so afraid that she will see only negatives, because if you pick on negatives, is a lot of them. This girl chose to look for positive stuff, and she fell in love with my country. And now she's studying international business, and Poland is her, you know, topic on USC. Then, Mama, mm-hmm. thank you. We need to just keep going and, you know, having the both worlds the best for the children. Time for singing. What about that? Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Can you explain us? But I know that the type of singing has a special name.
Yeah. It's called Sangeetam.
Sangeetam. Okay. I don't even know how to introduce whether we'll be singing. Then you probably need to do introduction.
Okay. So basically, the main thing is that there are swarams. Swarams is the equivalent to do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do. So like do, re, mi, so sa,
yes.
ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa. So that's the scales.
Yes.
So sa, ri, ga, ma, pa, da, ni, sa. And then you can go sa, ri, ga, ma. Like you can go even
around.
Yeah, and you can go sa, ni, da, pa, ma, ga, ri, sa, ni, da, pa. You can keep going down.
Lower, lower, okay. Could you give us exemplary, like maybe 30 seconds on some nice, call the song?
Yeah.
This song has a theme, probably has a words, yes? Give us something happy and optimistic and something about hope, something about just good things, because that's what we'll be talking a bit later.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll sing it and I'll also tell the meaning too.
Beautiful.
Garuda gamana samaya mide karuna juda rada Garuda gamana samaya mide karuna juda rada Garuda gamana samaya mide karuna juda Nirupama sundara, nirupama sundara kara, 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 nija bhakta janaba, nirupama sundara kara, nija bhakta janaba, karuda gamana samaya mide, karuna juda rada, garuda gamana samaya Yamide Karuna Judara.
Whoa!
Wow.
He is 14. He's a beautiful gentleman. Please, everybody, go to Accent On and see his picture. And I need to, I was telling him, you need to start your website, because now I have you on the radio. I'm like the biggest fan. And if anybody wants to hire you or just make you known, they need to find you. And your Facebook book is not the right one, you know, to publish. 14 years old boy is very cute website. Now everybody will look. That's how it goes. Okay, then go home and fast change, you know, some pictures and do something cool about your Facebook. Beautiful, beautiful. Oh, your voice is amazing and the precision, you know, the hitting the notes and just colors and again, you know, the dynamics. I am so impressed. Again, all my life I was studying vocals and I have very high degree in music training and vocal training that, you know, I don't know if I could do what you are doing. Anyway, sister, brother showed us his beautiful talent, but now, okay, I will call you Shitanya. Okay, sorry. Uh-huh. Now I'm confused. Honey, take your headphones from Buddy because I want you to be comfortable. And that's what we do in our studio when I'm coaching your vocals. Baby, what about Katy Perry? Do you think that's a good part?
Definitely.
I know that you are in very uncomfortable position right now. You are just trying to reach the microphone, which is not meant to stand up. Then, okay, just do it. Just sit maybe on a chair. Okay, get closer to the microphone and give us a chorus.
All right.
Okay.
I've got the eye of the tiger, the fighter, dancing through the fire, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar louder, louder than a lion, 'cause I am a champion, and you're gonna hear me roar. Oh, 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 oh.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Okay, I just love this too. Amazing, honey. Congratulations. We are recording probably next month first single with her, and we'll be obvious playing on Accent On. Mama, again, I'm coming back to you. I know this is you, but I know you have a wonderful husband, and I know your family is just so close. And you had how many people came for his show, for his concert? How many? Yeah.
We had about 150 people for the show.
And they came from all around the world?
Yeah, all around the world. They came from Texas, New Jersey, Virginia, and India, of course.
And Master came. Master flew, yes.
All the way from India. And his cousins from India.
I was just, again, that's what I love about your culture, my culture, and hopefully part of America culture too, that we love family, and you know what, family sticks together. And I saw 100-something people loving your son, loving your daughter, and everybody was so excited the way how he sang. Okay, now, if you want to find you, Raju, how can I find you? We cannot find you anywhere except through Accent On, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I am like the talent agent for Raju right now, unofficial or official. But anybody who is in love with this boy and the way how he sings and his beautiful, beautiful soul also, please talk to me, Ilona Europa, Accent On, and write to me. We'll find a way to contact him with whoever is interested. And the same with beautiful Shitanya. But we will have her also here. And if brother records something puppy, and you know, we'll be having him back to mom. I know that babies want to say probably thank you to all family. Who do you think you need to say thank you the most?
Mom and dad.
What name is of your daddy?
My dad is Siam Ivaturi. My mom is Sarita Ivaturi.
And grandparents, amazing, which I had the pleasure to meet.
Yes, my grandparents, my grandpa, grandma, and my grandma on my dad's side. I thank them all for just being there for me and always telling me encouraging stuff when I'm maybe not singing well or feeling down.
You never sing, you sing perfectly. Can I be your aunt? The agent aunt, because
yes.
I want to be part of family. I need to fit it in somehow, somewhere, okay? Just say, I will be your aunt or whatever. I love you, people. Thank you so much. I know you'll be listening a little bit to our interview, but we'll make a little bit a break, maybe. Okay, then, what we can play? Okay, let's maybe talk about something really important for Ilona Europa, Gift of Life. We have a word from our supporters, Gift of Life organization, and is helping children with heart problems in the countries that need us the most, and we need help, this organization also.
5.5 million children a year are born with a congenital heart defect.
In a country like El Salvador, the statistics skyrocket because of the poor living conditions, poor prenatal care, and poor nutrition. And those children have nowhere to turn.
Gift of Life is a program that focuses on helping children from developing countries who suffer from congenital heart defects.
The reason we decided to focus in El Salvador is because there were thousands of children on the critical cardiac waiting list at the one children's hospital in this entire country, and one in five of them were dying every single day.
To date, we have saved over 200 Salvadoran children's lives.
but you're just not getting all the children that need to be saved right now.
Without the support to continue with this program and develop the sustainability of the program, 1 in 5 children on the cardiac waiting list die every single day. There's no greater gift in the world than giving a child a second chance at life.
Please log onto www.giftofliela.org. And yes, whatever, even a little bit helps. $1,000 saves child's life, one child's life. $1,000 is not a lot. And you know what? We all can do it. Thank you, Brenda. We'll be having you in the studio soon. And then another very, very cool, maybe another supporter, but without supporters, Accent On will not exist. This is Forever, our great European couple who are just having their own business, and we are learning a lot about Aloha Vera. And please listen to the commercial.
With Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporter. We all dream to live forever, to be healthy, wealthy, and beautiful. Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloeglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloeglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information.
Thank you so much. This product is really, really good. I have a lipstick that has a mirror and light inside. I have amazing toothpaste that has no fluoride or something like that. And I got hooked on that. And my friends already asked me to purchase for them. And I also have scrub that I got from them. And my daughter stole from me. And what can I say? I start becoming the client of Aloe Vera Forever. People love you. Okay. Thank you so much. Time for a little bit more serious topic. Transition is always not easy, but that's life. Life is happy and life is not happy. We wake up one day and things are going right for us. In the middle of the day, everything crashes, and maybe in the middle of the night, we again like rejuvenate and start getting a little bit, you know, better thoughts about what tomorrow will be like. Hello, Carol.
Hi.
Carol Urton, when hope hurts. I have this book in my hands right now and is available on Amazon. Yes?
Yes.
Carol, this is one of those story, like I said, that is very tough to write. Yes? And when did you decide to speak out loudly? Because obviously the book screams, you know, then the topic that we are all scared of. And when did you decide to tell people your life story?
Well, it's interesting because one of the first questions people ask me is how long it took to write the book. And I always jokingly say 20 years because it has been on my heart for that long to make the story be known. And actual writing time, it took about a year and a half. And I made a decision about a year and a half, 2 years ago, that not only did I need to write the book, but it needed to be published. And, you know, writing a book is one thing, especially on this type of topic, but to actually have it published is really a scary thing because it is such a serious topic.
Tell us more about, is it very serious? We need to know more. Everybody will be hoping, you know, reaching out for this book, and we can purchase again on Amazon When Hope Hurts. But we would love to know a little bit more. What is the topic about?
Well, the topic is about childhood sexual abuse. And the reason I titled it Where Is God When Hope Hurts is I came to a point in my life where I had lost all hope. And I just couldn't figure out, you know, why all the things had happened to me that had happened and where God was in that process. I was born into a relatively normal home. parents that loved each other in the beginning, but when I was 2 and my brother was 5, our father abandoned our family. They didn't just divorce. My father left, married another woman, moved to Hawaii, and we just never saw him again. So in that process, my mother went home to live with her parents, and my grandmother was very faithful about taking us to church. And there, my mother met a much older man who turned out to be a pedophile. He married my mom, and really for the purpose of abusing my brother and I. So this went on for several years, but when my brother got in the way, he was moved out of the home and sent to live with my grandparents. My mom had a travel account. She was gone all the time, and she left me at home with this man for just weeks at a time. So during that period, not only was he molesting me, he was also using me for child pornography. And so it was very, very difficult. It went on for 9 years until I was 14 years old. And at that point, I finally had the courage to run away from home. But by this time, I'd endured 9 years of daily torture.
I don't even know what to say, because none of us know what to say in a situation like that. 14 years old child, you know, you were 14 when you decided that maybe you have a right and maybe you need to do something to rescue yourself, you know, from the situation. But were there were people? Mom wasn't there for you most of the time. And I know she probably guessed that something wrong is happening. And like I say, most of people cover the ears and eyes. Why I'm so sure what I'm saying about? Because for last year and a half, I was working with child health organization and 100% devoted to just this topic. And I think today meeting with you, I think it will bring something amazing also to this organization. I will make sure that you and all these wonderful people who work for child help will meet you, and I know something amazing will happen because of this today, Accent On, with this topic, and we'll see. But because we need people like you, not only write, but speak out loudly. These things happen around us. These things happen next door. So we look at the children's eyes, we see something is like unusual about them, we don't want to ask, okay? Did nobody ask what was going on in your life? Nobody?
Nobody asked. And it's interesting that you say about looking into a child's eyes. For years, I've gone and I've done seminars and speaking and workshops on how to detect child abuse and how to help children and adult survivors of abuse. And interestingly enough, I was at a seminar and some people from this church that I had gone to when I was a very young girl wound up at my seminar, and the story really hadn't been out for very long, and so they didn't know that I had been abused, but they knew my parents. It was a 2-day seminar, and so one of the ladies came up afterwards and she was just distraught that she didn't know, because part of my seminar is telling my story and then helping people understand how we can help the children. She was just crying and distraught, and the one thing I want to say today is that there is such hope. I mean, I'm here today, life is great, and so I tried to assure her that, you know, it's okay, and now I can help other people. There's really, I can turn something that was so tragic with the help of God into something good. And so she went home that night and went through all her old church directories. In back in those days, because you know, I'm 52, so this was quite a while ago, in the church directory, they always had a little picture of the family, and she went home and pulled out all those directories. She looked through them and found the pictures of me, and when she came back the next day, again, in tears, she said, "I am so very sorry." She said, "Clearly, clearly there was something wrong."
What's happened to this man?
Nothing. So when the story came out, I was immediately... The story came out, I'd run away from home, they found me, I'd called my mom because I was worried about her and told her that I had run away and that I wasn't coming back home. And so I went home briefly to discuss the situation, and all my things were immediately packed and they sent me to live with my grandparents and told me never, ever, ever to tell anybody what had happened.
That's what they told you?
Yes.
I wasn't right. You knew that it's not right. You did you feel how long you wanted to keep the secret? How long you thought you need to keep the secret? How long?
I kept the secret for a very long time. When I got to high school, I was moving in with my grandparents, and they remembered the sweet little girl that lived with them when she was 2. And all of a sudden, here I'm this high schooler, and at that point, I had been very compliant for all those years, but through everything that was done to me, I became very angry, and I couldn't talk about it, so it came out in a lot of other ways. I started drinking a lot immediately and really lived a very wild teenage life, and my grandparents just didn't know what to do or what was happening. But I was terrified. I had been threatened. I was afraid to tell. I was told about all the, you know, ramifications of what would happen if I did, and so I kept that secret. I wound up getting married pretty young in life and had a baby, and I kept trying to live a good life and hold myself together. And on one hand, I was always very successful in business. That was one place that I really found solace and value and worth, was working and my children. But on the other hand, I was still drinking and depressed, and there were times, like you said, in the night I would wake up and the depression would become overwhelming at times. And so I really was hiding the secret, and it didn't come out until I was 27 years old. It was interesting. I talked to a high school friend of mine that read the book just a few weeks ago, and she sent me a text message, and she said, this was my best friend in high school. She said, I had
no idea. Please, anybody who listens, the children, and like I said, I was working with this organization, Child Care, beautiful organization, and it also is listed in your book. Yes, Carol, and again, your book, When Hope Hurts, is available on Amazon and on your website. Could you give us your link? Your website is under your name?
You can get there both ways. You can get there at carolurton.com, that's U-R-T-O-N, or you can, same website, www.findinghopeministries.com.
But what I was going with this, that most of children keep the secret. Most of children, they protect the parents and whoever these people call family. Most children are scared to death to say it. Sometimes they live all their life. They will not say nothing. But, you know, like I say, even some people start guessing something is wrong. We are covering our ears. This is a topic that nobody wants to talk about. But then when we find out and we knew that we could help, we could do something about, we feel ashamed. But really, really, what we're supposed to feel ashamed of, that we are not acting in a moment when we feel that something is wrong, okay, with the child that we may be known. I would like to take a tiny little break because we have this most beautiful voice that everybody knows, and it's Michael Douglas' voice, who just speaks on this topic for us for a second.
I'm Michael Douglas, and I have a number for you to program into your child's phone and yours. 1-800-4-A-CHILD. It's the Child Help National Child Abuse Hotline. 1-800-4-A-CHILD provides a connection to professional counselors 24/7 that your child can use when they need to speak up and be safe. It's also the number a little boy called whispering from his closet to be rescued from a vicious attack. It's the number that any responsible adult, neighbor, teacher, or family member can call to get help reporting abuse or to get information. 1-800-4-A-CHILD is the number of hope. The Child Help National Abuse Hotline is funded solely by your contribution, so please text your $10 donation to CHLP to 20222. This gift may be the lifeline for that little boy in the closet, or even the emergency call that saves your child.
Thank you, Michael Douglas. We have wonderful, wonderful actors who really are just speaking out loudly, and they live sometimes through the horror of whatever we are talking about. Okay, you know, this topic is really serious. I'm a singer, songwriter. Sometimes my old heart is scared, and one day I wrote the song that I called Heartache. It's different, maybe heartache, but again, everybody needs a hope in the end. And I know that when it comes to Carol, you know, you are wonderful, successful, beautiful lady, businesswoman, beautiful lady. Like I say, when
Thank
I met you,
you
the way how you look, everybody will can check the pictures because we'll make some pictures. You're gorgeous and very optimistic person, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
And I know you have this things that you write about that everybody is supposed to know, and we need to educate ourselves about this topic, and maybe movie will be made because of this book. You know, you never know. We'll be talking a little bit more, but like I said, I'm going through hell, little tiny hell, for last year and a half, and I think I'm getting better, but I wrote a song that is called Heartache. You know, it's different type of pain, but I know that hope is always for us. And by writing songs like that, I felt better. And then I would like to share the song with listeners. Heartache, but Ilona by Ilona Europa. I don't want to go even deeper into sadness, but a song was produced by DJ Sonar, and he overdosed, you know, and he left us a few years ago. Just life is sometimes very, very sad. But I do not want to make this one-hour show about sadness, because we are talking about hope. Yes, hope. And I know that you are talking in your book about finding balance. How did you do that?
Well, I found, you know, when the story did come out, it was very just mishap that it happened. I went to my church for some counseling on a completely different problem, had no idea I would be talking about this, and this pastor said, let's just set that problem aside, and he said five words that would change my life forever. He said, tell me about your father.
Hmm.
And I said, well, I don't want to talk about my father. I want to talk about my other problem. And he just had a sense that something had gone wrong. And so he very lovingly just kept asking me the questions. And it came out that, you know, my father had abandoned me, that my stepfather had abused me. It would be another 10 years before I could actually tell anybody about the child pornography part of it. But that's when it came out. And so the first thing in that meeting that came out was he got me into some really good Christian counseling. And I began to go to counseling, and I began to tell somebody as much of the story as I could. And so as the years have gone on, I've found that life can still be really hard, and especially for people who have lost all hope. You know, there were a couple times when it just became, the despair became overwhelming. And I found that, you know, they say time heals all wounds, but I really believe that it takes steps of action to heal wounds. And so I know today that there's hope, but there are things I have to do on my part. And so I make sure that I'm taking care of my mind. If there are things going on, or I'm feeling depressed, or I just can't handle things in life, I find someone to talk to. I have a good support network of people that I talk to, and I don't hold things in anymore. And I found that physically, we have to take care of our physical bodies. And a lot of people that have experienced abuse have a lot of addictions. So it can be alcohol or drugs, but it can be food, it can be computers, yeah, yeah. it can be many, many things.
Just want to forget.
Yes, and so I've found that physically I have to take care of myself by not putting anything harmful in my body, and I do a lot of exercise. I do triathlon, I run, I go to the gym. I find that physical exercise is very, very renewing for the mind, and I say, you know, when I go for a run, it's like putting my brain in a washing machine. It just clears everything out. And so we have to take care of our physical body, we have to take care of our mind, and we have to take care of our spiritual self. So I found great comfort in a God that I thought had abandoned me as well. You see, we always look at God as a father figure, and I prayed every day when I was a little girl for 9 years, please let this not happen today. And it happened day in and day out. And so I had to really come to terms with, you know, where God was in that process. But I found when I started really reaching out to him and really looking at things, that I found just even incredible Bible verses that just spoke to my story. There's, you know, in Psalms it says, though my father and mother have forsaken me, the Lord will take me up. And when I read that, I just thought, oh my gosh, that's exactly what has happened to me. And then there's a story in the Old Testament about a girl who was raped by her brother, and, you know, her family told her to stay silent, and it says she lived a desolate life. And so, you know, it's telling us, speak out, and he is there. And so I really began to get my spiritual life in order. And then finally, reaching out and helping other people. You know, when we get the focus off ourselves, and that doesn't happen right away. There's a process to go through to deal with all the hurt and the heartache and the pain. But when we reach that point where, you know, we're dealing with our mental state, and we're dealing with our physical self, and we're connecting with God, and we can start reaching out and helping other people, that balance, when I keep that balance going, life is good. It's really, really good.
That's, you know, it's very good advice for everybody. You know, you had a really, really horrible past. You know, you overcoming still, because that's a process, and probably you will deal with this forever. But again, you are successful, you're gorgeous, and I want to look like you.
Oh, gosh, thank you. And I like you.
Oh, thank you so much. And I know life is about future. Yes, past is very important, but the past tomorrow, you know, is another day.
It is.
You know, yes, and then we need to just take care of the next day, and hopefully the today was good day, and tomorrow will be a little bit better. And like you say, the balance is very, very important in everything. And I think, you know, from the wars what you got through, you just have the smartness to tell us how to enjoy life.
Yes, and you know, the book is a roller coaster ride. It's up and down, and it has some peaks and valleys, but people always say, I'm so sorry. And I say, oh, don't be sorry. I'm here. I'm alive. I'm well. I'm helping other people. My job at the Orange County Rescue Mission, I work with the homeless. And I tell you, most of our homeless people have been abused or abandoned by their family members. And so it's just really helpful for me to be able to reach out and give people hope and let them know that there are people out there that love you, that care, that want to hear your story. They don't want you to hold that in. And just participating in community things, 12-step groups, just different areas where I'm with a community of people that care and that want to help each other.
What a nice, beautiful ending to our beautiful, hopefully, show. We have so beautiful two topics. We have this amazing family who just cares and just loves the children, does everything for the children to make them talented and grow, and just, you know, just loves them to the pieces. And then we have you who had no good childhood and you need to make the best of it right now. You went through hell, I will say. That's the hell. I hope that today's show will make something good, you know, for the people. First, I hope Child Help and you will work together, this organization. Second, I believe whoever wants to read this book, tough book, When Hope Hurts, again on Amazon, we can get by Carol Urton, from her website, we can order also, will learn something, will never close the eyes on maybe another child who is hurt, and we guess, but we don't want to really know. It's not so hard to help people, and we all will feel beautifully about it. I don't know, you know, in a way, this is a show that has a hope and a good ending, because again, you wind up to be a really great lady, and I'm so happy to know you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
I hope that people also enjoyed the closeness of the family that I brought to the studio and the gorgeousness of talent, of the culture, the voices that we heard, you know, that are from another country. I know I play today a very sad song. Mostly Ilona Europa is all about dance music and happy music, but life is going on. Up and down, up and down. Nobody said that life will be easy. But you know what? The next day we can change, we can make something great about that. And you know what? I love you all. I'm so thankful that I have my Accent On show, that I can talk to people and hopefully just bring these amazing humans to my studio and we can get to know them a little bit more. Chitanya, your single is coming. Venkat Raju, you'll be singing. You'll be maybe pop star or very rich, you know, Indian singer, classical trained singer. Mother and all family, thank you for taking care of your babies so much and so well. They couldn't do without you, and I know forever you'll be there for you. And Carol Urton, When Hope Hurts, you are the hope for everybody who is hurt, because you know how to overcome the scary things in your life. And thank you so much for coming. And your website is
www.findinghopeministries.com.
Thank you so much. Until next time.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Thank you.
I think
you guys are.
Accent On with Alona Europa on LA Talk Radio proudly presents words from our supporters.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Forever Living Aloe Vera Products promises to change your life with evolving line of skincare, cosmetics, weight management products, and aloe vera drinks. Aloe Vera, a miracle plant, is not only the inspiration but the foundation behind Forever Living Products for the past 35 years. To purchase our products or to join our team, go to aloeglobalbuzz.com or contact us at facebook.com/aloeglobalbuzz. Let us help you open up your eyes and mind and show you how Forever Living Products can help you create a better, healthier, and happier you. Call Yelena at 818-292-4252 for more information. You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.